Today on Maine Calling, Maine's remarkable senior college network. Pretty soon, thousands of Mainers will be signing up for courses and buying school supplies. No, I'm not talking about regular high school and college students, but rather the 5,000 or so people ages 50 or older who will take part in a Maine senior college class or workshop this fall. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Maine has the only statewide senior college network in the country. For 25 years, senior college has offered classes and topics from marine science to history to poetry. Today on Maine Calling, we'll learn about some of those classes and workshops, how senior colleges are changing, and what their impact is on the well-being of participants. This show is part of our Life Passages series. Maine Calling is just ahead.
Support for Maine Calling comes from Rennie's, a Maine shopping adventure throughout Maine. Now open in Bangor, Waterville, and Augusta. And by Maine Seacoast Mission, delivering health care, education, and support to islands and coastal downeast communities. Learn more at seacoastmission.org.
I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. For 25 years, a quarter of a century, older students in Maine have been able to take classes in all sorts of topics through Maine's statewide senior college network. It is the only one of its kind in the nation. Today, we'll find out how it works and why learning later in life can be beneficial. My guests are Donna Anderson, who is executive director of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, commonly known as OLLI, at the University of Southern Maine. Susan Garan is a volunteer and board president at Midcoast Senior College in Brunswick. And Eileen Kreutz is instructor and student with the Goldleaf Institute at the University of Maine in Farmington. Join the conversation. Have you taken a senior college class, maybe taught one, or are you looking to learn more about this? Send a brief email, talk@mainepublic.org, post on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call. Again, the phone number is 1-800-399-3566. That is different than the phone number for the Maine Public fundraising drive. Again, for Maine Calling, 1-800-399-3566. And we hope you'll take part today. Thank you all for joining us. Donna, I think because so many people I know who have participated in OLLI or another senior college, it's almost easy to take it for granted. But other states don't have what we do here in Maine, do they? In this extensive senior college network. How did it come about?
Well, it's interesting. I think in the late 90s, the state legislature was inspired to create a network of senior colleges throughout the state. Then it was 17, including a senior college at USM. And each of those colleges were independently able to create their own local senior college that would serve the needs and the kind of interests of their own communities. So it started back then. It's continued through now. Each individual senior college recruits both faculty, most of which are volunteers, and members, which join each year to take a variety of new classes and workshops, some of them topical for the region in which they're set. And in 2001, the senior college at USM was endowed by Bernard Osher, who really created the first OLLI in the country here based on the senior college. So we are continuing the legacy of senior colleges and adult learning.
So when we say a 25-year anniversary right now, it's sort of long, older than that. It's 25 years that it's been formal and that OLLI has sort of been a convener, but really this is even older than 25 years. And I want to be really clear that classes are not for credit, right? No,
no.
Tests, no grades, no pressure, correct?
That's absolutely true. And so it creates this freedom in the classroom for people to come out of a desire to learn without having to worry about attendance, but especially tests and assignments. People come kind of freely and with joy and excitement. And the teachers are also not usually regular faculty. So they bring a different kind of passion and a wide variety of topics that interest them, not just liberal arts, but also things like birding and nature activities, gardening, all kinds of interests that kind of bind together adult learners.
Eileen, the senior college you're involved with is called the Gold Leaf Institute. That is a different name than OLLI. Tell us, how did the Gold Leaf Institute get started?
The LEAFS is an acronym for Lifelong Education at Farmington. And I want to add something. We were one of the earlier senior colleges in the network, but I want to add something to what Donna said, which is the big benefit for places like, I live in just outside of Farmington, is that we can take classes with other senior colleges in the network without paying the membership fee elsewhere. We simply, you can choose their class, you can pay for those fees, but then take a class. So I've taken things at Augusta, up at Presque Isle, up at over at Sage, et cetera. It's been great to have that wider range.
And you say without paying the fee, most of the senior colleges have a fee, it sounds like. Eileen, how much is that? Is that a large amount of money?
No, each college would have to answer this, each setup would have to answer for themselves. But I'm looking at our current term, and the highest price on this one is $14. That's a class that meets a number. Ours is based on how many times they meet. The lowest is $8. And so that's very reasonable for people to jump in and give it a try.
All right. Susan, tell us about Midcoast Senior College.
Well, Midcoast Senior College just celebrated in 2025 our silver anniversary. And so we have been there pretty much from the beginning. We're not associated with a specific university. We're a standalone non-for-profit. We offer stimulating education for anybody over the age of 50. And we have two sessions in the fall and two sessions in the spring in which you can sign up to take courses. And then we also have free educational programs for the community in the early summer months. And I say that kind of tongue in cheek. They occur in May, and I don't particularly see May as a summer month in Maine, but we call it summer wisdom. And then in January and February, when many of our members are reluctant to commit to driving during icy conditions, we have Winter Wisdom, where again, we offer 1 hour community lectures for free. And so we have multiple opportunities for ongoing learning.
When you say community learning and community lectures, I'm guessing you don't have to be 50 years old to take part?
You do not. We welcome anybody who is interested in the topic to come to the session, and we have usually in our wisdom series, we'll have anywhere from 100 to 150 people who will show up for the free 1 hour lectures. And the topics are a wide range, anything from the importance of humor in health to what's happening in the Middle East, to any variety of topics. And we're actually very rich in the state of Maine with speakers who love the opportunity to share their expertise with the community.
And Susan, you're a nurse by training, so you have a specific perspective on senior college. Let's talk about, from a medical perspective, what some of the benefits are of taking a class or two every year.
Well, we're coming together at a perfect junction right now, and that is our knowledge of how the brain works at the same time that we're seeing huge changes in societal education. So the brain is an incredibly complex organ, but we now understand that the brain makes connections with neurons, and we've got billions and billions of neurons that send signals that help our bodies do what we want to do. And I like to liken it to a forest. And so, in that forest, if you just went out to walk in the forest, you'd have to make a path, and that path you might trip over roots or bushes or whatever. But if you walk that path on a frequent basis, then the path becomes clear. And the ability of the brain to make those connections or break those connections depends on our ability to continuously stimulate the brain. And the World Health Organization, among many other organizations, talks about that strong link between new connections in the brain, that's known as neuroplasticity. So, new connections in the brain and the ability for those new connections to either help prevent the development of dementia as we age, or prevent it altogether, or make it much, much later in life. And so that constant stimulation of the brain and building these new connections becomes vital to our health.
Donna, I want to build on something Sue said a little bit ago, talking about these community lectures and open to all. That is something that Ollie is thinking about deeply, isn't it? How to connect generations. It's so interesting because we're having this conversation today about senior college. But Donna, I know you're looking to reach out to Gen Z.
Yes, it's interesting because we're at USM, we're surrounded by undergraduates and graduate students. We've worked with we've created the Ollie Fellows about 5 years ago, and we've participated in funding some projects that have to do with environmental and social justice. And that has been very interesting. But we're talking to the provost and to some colleagues on campus about connecting enthusiastic Ollie members with undergraduates to find common ground, to explore topics of mutual interest, and maybe even to solve problems in our community together. And the interesting thing about that is, and I think everyone on the panel will agree, our members love to talk. They have confidence in their ideas. They want to discuss things. They thrive on provocative questions. And that confidence and enthusiasm is a bit of a role model for undergraduates who may be just finding their feet in terms of confidence and their sense of just really ability to converse and to question the authority. So our idea is that by bringing together these two populations, we can really begin to create a real pathway to lifelong learning, build the confidence in undergraduates, and feed the passion of adult learners to know more about Gen Z, about what they're thinking, about what their priorities are, about what we could work together. So it's a new avenue for innovation here.
And I want to toss to Eileen and ask you, Eileen, I'm thinking about the programs we've done on Maine Calling about loneliness, and especially as people age, maybe they've lost a spouse, maybe they've had to move away from the place they lived their whole life. I'm guessing it's simply a great place to meet interesting people at a certain point in your life.
Well, right before I came on to this call, I was in a Friday morning, a regular class called Views on the News. And when it started, I threw out a poll real quickly to the members who were on the screen. This was an online class, and I got these answers on how Gold Leaf has enriched their lives. Very quickly, I'm going to read them down. They've become more involved, which was just spoken to. They like learning about the wider community. It's a place to talk politics, which a person who just moved downstate hasn't found that yet in her city. And the biggest one was it got them moving. Several people mentioned that. And I look back at our offerings this term for summer. We have seven options that involve movement, classes, everything from fly fishing introductions to disc golf, to summer rambles, et cetera, and kayaking, of course. And the moving thing is very big. And for those who aren't moving, we have an armchair visit to Patagonia. So that kind of rounds the selection.
Wow. Well, we do have to take a break, but you can give us a call and join the conversation. 1-800-399-3566 or send a quick email, talk@mainepublic.org. This is Maine Calling. We'll be right back.
Good morning on this day three of our summer fundraiser for Maine Public Radio. I'm Alfred Russo here, joined by Lucy. We are here to tell you that it is New Friend Friday. Anyone who donates to Maine Public for the first time today will have their donation matched in a generous match by Marion Freeman and Corky Ellis. It was a slightly different phone number as the one for the call-in program, but it's 1-800-866-1475 in order to give. We appreciate everyone's donations that have come before and everyone that will do so in the future.
That's right. The number to call is 1-800-866-1475. So if you're tuning in to Maine Calling on this beautiful and very hot Friday, remember what makes this radio program and what makes all of our programs possible. It's your support. So call us today at 1-800-866-1475 or visit us at mainepublic.org. There's a big donate button at the top of our website. It's super easy, though. If you do call, it's always great to connect with someone on the line and know that your donation is secure. And any amount makes a difference, right? You might be donating for the first time on this New Friend Friday, which is really exciting. You're very welcome to become a member today on New Friend Friday. Or you might be, you know, a listener who has donated in the past and you've decided that now is the time to step up and make a larger contribution. And that would be amazing and incredible. And we're so grateful to you. So call us at 1-800-866-1475 and think about the impact that Maine Calling and other amazing shows that we have, our locally hosted news, our NPR programming, anything from across the public radio world, what that means to you. 1-800-866-1475.
It's a great opportunity to give today in addition because it's Farmers Market Friday, which means you give $20 more a month or more, you can choose to receive $20 worth of Farmers Market vouchers courtesy of Lee Auto Mall. You can use these at farmers markets all throughout the state that are participating. So just yet another enticement to give today on this New Friend Friday, the penultimate day of our summer fundraiser. If you pick up the phone now and dial 1-800-866 1475 and pledge in the amount of $20 a month or more, you can get those farmers market vouchers. You'll have your donation matched by Marion Freeman and Corky Ellis, and you'll become an evergreen friend. And being an evergreen friend opens you up to a whole world of possibility at Maine Public. First of all, you get to put one of those stickers on your car. Whenever I see an Evergreen Friend sticker on someone's car, it puts a smile on my face. We know those folks are big time supporters of us, and it's people like that that really keep us moving forward in the ability to forecast budgets and be able to plan for the coming years and increase programming and things like that. So 1-800-866-1475, we're online at mainepublic.org to join the ranks of Evergreen Friends throughout the state.
That's right. It's the perfect day to become a member. And like Alfred said, when you become a Maine Public supporter, you become part of a community that makes community-supported radio possible. We have so many people across the state and beyond the state of Maine who are contributing on a regular basis. And now is the day. This day, Friday in August, it's the perfect time. There are so many incentives for you to call 1-800-866-1475. Your donation will be matched. You could get $20 in farmers market, excuse me, farmers market coupons. That's literally your first month of supporting Maine Public at $20 a month for free. 1-800-866-1475 or mainepublic.org/donate. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Maine's Senior College Network offers courses on a wide range of topics across the state. What do students and instructors get out of being part of this learning environment? Joining me for the hour, Sue Goran, volunteer and board president with Midco Senior College, Eileen Kreutz, instructor and student with the Gold Leaf Institute at UMaine Farmington, and Donna Anderson, executive director of USM's Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, or OLLI. Share your comments and questions. Our email address is talk@mainepublic.org. Our phone number, and this is the Maine Calling phone number, 1-800-399-3566. On the line now is Bernard Kubetz. He is an instructor with the Penobscot Valley Senior College in Bangor. Thanks for calling in, Bernie.
You're welcome.
Share some of your professional background with us and how you ended up becoming a senior college instructor.
Well, I was a Maine trial attorney for 52 years, and as I pondered my retirement, I tried to figure out what I wanted to do next. A close friend suggested teaching, and I thought that might be an interesting thing to do, so I contacted the Penobscot Valley Senior College, learned about the college, took some courses myself, and then started teaching, and I used my legal background. So I've taught courses on the Supreme Court and the court systems in general, the separation of powers. I've taught courses on Maine's economy, the state of American democracy, and I've had the opportunity to bring in some terrific guest speakers, like our senators and congressmen, judges, college professors, elected officials, including our governor, and industry experts. And it's been a challenging, and it's been a very rewarding experience.
I was just going to say, it sounds as though you think that was a good idea, and you're glad you took your friend up on his suggestion.
Absolutely.
What do you get out of being involved with senior college?
Well, a lot of hours of preparation and a lot of rewards. The classes I've taught have drawn 60-plus people, all of whom are curious, interested, taking the courses because they're really focused on the subject matter, lots of questions, and I've come away extremely satisfied and challenged, but feeling very good about contribution I can make.
Thank you so much for calling in. That was Bernie Kubetz, who teaches at Penobscot Valley Senior College in Bangor. Let's see, we'll go to Jean calling from Poland. Hi, Jean, go ahead.
Hi, Jennifer. I'm a member of the Lewiston Auburn Senior College, where I've been both taking and teaching classes for the past 10 years. I'm a retired educator, so for me, teaching at senior college was, as soon as I learned that this was a volunteer activity and that senior college needed good teachers to thrive, it was a no-brainer for me as a way I could contribute, in a way I could keep up and continue to develop my teaching skills. And also for me, teaching is just another way of learning. and I'm a person who gets a real rush out of learning new things. And it's also, senior college has been such an important source of both, not just intellectual stimulation, but also social connection for me. I think it kept me sane during the pandemic. I live alone. And when most of my sources of social connection shut down, the Lewiston Auburn Senior College, which was already using Zoom, switched to Zoom without missing a beat. and I think I was the first person in my family to hear of Zoom or to know how to use it.
So, oh, I love that.
It was just so important to me during the pandemic. And I just wanted to reiterate how lucky we are in Maine to have this whole network. I think there are OLLI programs in every state, but there are often like one or two or three for a whole big state, and they're few and far between. And you're really lucky if you live near one and can get to it. But in Maine, where in Poland, where I live, I am within reasonable driving distance of six different senior college programs. And that's important because if you're a member of one, you can take classes at the others. And each senior college has its own personality. I loved Eileen's description of all the outdoor movement connected stuff at Gold Leaf. And I've taken classes at another senior college where most of the classes are sort of a formal presentation followed by a sort of question and answer period or discussion period. In Lewiston Auburn, our classes more often tend to be discussion-based seminar-type classes. So it's a different experience than a lecture. So I think no matter where you live in Maine and no matter what you're interested in, and no matter what your learning style is, you can find a senior college that meets your needs and is accessible to you.
Well, Jean, thank you so much for calling and sharing your experience. We'll move on to Steve from Falmouth. Hi, Steve. Go ahead.
How are you doing today?
Good.
I'm calling because I wanted to make sure people knew that there's an alternative to the senior colleges, which is that the entire Maine university system provides free tuition to anyone over the age of 65. So you can pick any current class out of a catalog and sign up for that. And if they're prerequisites, if you have prerequisites that aren't in the U.S. or the Maine system, either from Life Learning or from other schools, you can talk to the instructor and explain, you know, what the prerequisites are. I've never been turned down for a single class. And so it just expands the range of classes available.
Steve, let me be clear. So you have gone to classes, for example, at the University of Southern Maine that require a prerequisite, and you said to the teacher, well, I took this class at senior college. I didn't get credit for it. It wasn't a grade, but I learned a lot, and that was good enough.
No, I took a class at another university during my school years, which covered that. And it may also be that, you know, the instructor, depending on the class, might accept life experience or other types of classes as well. But don't let something that says prerequisites required stop you, especially if you have prerequisites and are interested.
And Donna, I see you nodding. You have students who have done similar things.
Well, it is true that you can audit regular university classes at no charge. You need the permission of the instructor. And so that discussion that Steve is talking about is actually quite important in getting permission. And as a person auditing the class, you don't necessarily have to do the reading or the assignments, but your experience, of course, is enriched greatly by doing that work. So that is certainly open. It's a different experience than the senior college experience because you're sitting in a classroom with regular matriculated students, but that option is certainly open to anyone in Maine over 65.
Thank you, Steve, for that. An email from Karen. She lives in New Hampshire, but is a Maine Public member. And she's wondering, is the Senior College Network available only to Maine residents? She'd be interested in online courses. We're getting thumbs up from anybody, everybody.
I would say the pandemic was a difficult time for us all. But during the pandemic, all of the senior colleges in Maine kind of jumped onto Zoom, and the network itself got very strong in terms of collaborative working together. So if you are out of state and you want to take an OLLI class, for example, we honor the membership of other OLLIs across the country. That's kind of unique. You can be out of state and become a member of any senior college and have access to classes in the network. So I don't think being out of state is a prohibition. And it does, you know, Zoom has connected our communities of snowbirds. It's interesting to see how all of us have members who will take a class and continue to participate in the winter if they're in a warmer place for the season. We have siblings from across the country taking classes together, and we welcome that. We have friends from different parts of the country participating. And I also know that some of us have travel programs, day trips, and even international travel that are open to anybody in the network. So there are a whole variety of kind of formal and informal learning experiences that we share and collaborate on.
And just for the record, both Eileen and Susan have been nodding the whole time. Eileen, go ahead.
Oh, very quickly, I remember a couple of book discussion groups with our through Gold Leaf, where we were talking with folks in Chicago who signed up through Gold Leaf and were part of the discussion. So and it was on Zoom, and that is a question. Out of the COVID, we came up with plans immediately, as has been mentioned, and it's a vibrant part of our program. It works very well.
Sue.
And I would agree with both Donna and Eileen. You don't have to be in state. And we also look at hybrid courses so that if you're in state and you're able to be live in the room when the class is occurring, you have the opportunity to do that. But if you're out of state, either as a new member or you're a member, but you're a snowbird and you're in the warmth for the winter, you can join online via Zoom. So we try to make sure that we have not only courses and options for socialization in other ways through trips and so on and so forth. We want to meet our learners' needs wherever they are. And so certainly that works for people out of state as well.
And I want to follow up on this question of different ways to take the classes that are different than getting in a car and driving to a location. You know, every time we do a Maine Calling that relates to life in rural Maine, one of the big issues is transportation. And I'm guessing there are people who don't drive anymore that take part in classes through Zoom. But I'm also wondering if any of your organizations have set up sort of, you know, informal carpool agreements. Go ahead, Sue.
Yes, Midcoast Senior College, we've actually not developed our own internal transportation system, but we have a number of retirement communities that if they have, for example, five students who are taking classes and need transportation, they provide that for them. And so there's that opportunity when somebody is hesitant to drive or they just simply don't drive anymore to be able to get that transportation through their retirement community. But we also find that so often many of our students, you know, the education, we like to say the education is the invitation, but the community is the outcome. And so they get to know each other and they do set up carpooling opportunities. And that works out very, very well because they have socialization opportunities on the way to class, during class, and then on the drive home as well.
And Eileen, you're in rural Maine. What would you add to that?
I would add to that that we do have a waiver system to deal with liability issues regarding carpooling, but it's been a real plus for some of our older folks who are not driving, who can then get a ride to a class. We use it all the time, and we use it safely and carefully, and it's been great.
Well, we do need to take another quick break. We're talking about the Senior College Network in Maine. Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566. We'll be right back.
Hey there, everybody. Happy Friday. This is a very interesting episode of Maine Calling. Right now, we are taking a couple of moments to talk to you in the middle of this program to let you know that you can call 1-800-866-1475 to donate to Maine Public Radio as part of our summer fundraiser. My name is Lucy, and I'm here with my colleague, Alfred, and we are talking to you about the ways you can donate and some of the perks that you might get. One of the big gifts that people look forward to every year is part of our summer fundraiser, and that is the Seabag collaboration that we do every year. This year, Our sea bag features a beautiful painting by Maine artist Alan Bray, and there are two types of sea bags that you can get. One is the traditional kind of, you know, medium large size bag, but this new option that we have this year is a clasped version. So when you donate at the qualifying level, you will receive one of these sea bags as a gift if that is what you choose. And let me just say, I took this clasped version of the sea bag out for a little photo shoot yesterday, and the clasp was very secure. So if you've had sea bags, you know they're great for the beach. They're also great for a work bag. That's what I use mine for. Well, if you don't want your water bottle or towel or, God forbid, your laptop sliding out of your sea bag, the clasp is very durable. And that sea bag is beautiful. And you can see a picture of it pinned to the top of our social media profiles. So when you donate $50 a month or $60 annually, you could get the standard bag. Or when you donate $60 a month or $720 annually, you can get the clasped bag. So call us at 1-800-866-1475 to start your donation today. And if you'd like to donate more, that would be amazing too, because you are what makes this amazing programming possible.
That's right. The sea bag features a floating larch painting of trees in the distance and water in the foreground. It's a lake scene in central northern Maine near Greenville and Spencer Pond. It's a beautiful painting, and it could be yours to tote around along with all of your belongings. $50 a month for that standard bag, and give us a call at 1-800-866-1475 to do so. Just a reminder, all first-time donations are being matched right now by Marion Freeman and Corky Ellis. Marion is Maine Public's past board chair, and she and Corky have hosted many events on behalf of Maine Public. They believe strongly in independent journalism and freedom of the press, so make your first-time investment in independent journalism, and your donation will be doubled now. There's no better opportunity than First Friend Friday to become a member. This is a great opportunity to pick up the phone and dial 1-800-866-1475 or go online at mainepublic.org and donate.
That's right. When you're tuning into Maine Calling, you might wonder, wow, how do they make this amazing program? And how do they do a different show almost every single weekday? There is a lot of work that goes into that by both the Maine Calling team, and there's a lot of work that goes into all of our programming for 24 hours, 7 days a week. And that is made possible by you. This money is not falling out of the sky. It is community supported radio. And that means that you all are what has sustained, you have sustained us for decades, and you are going to continue to sustain us because you're part of this amazing community. So call us now at 1-800-866-1475. That's 1-800-866-1475. Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. We're talking about the nation's only statewide senior college network. It's here in Maine, and it has been going strong for more than 25 years. Joining us to help understand what senior college is all about, Eileen Kreutz with the Gold Leaf Institute at UMaine Farmington, Donna Anderson with Ollie, and Susan Garan with Midcoast Senior College. What are your comments and questions? Send us an email, talk@mainepublic.org. Or if you're quick, you can give us a call, 1-800-399-3566. We'll go to Springvale and Jan. Hi, Jan. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I have been involved with an open art class for many years through the York County Senior College. And at the end of our session, we heard rumor that possibly there's not going to be a York County Senior College. I was wondering if any of you ladies know anything about that.
Well, I can address that. For 2 years, the York County Senior College is on, I guess you could say, on sabbatical. There is the possibility in the future that the senior college would be reactivated if there's leadership, a leadership team that will step forward to help to do that. In the meantime, though, York County residents have another senior college in that they could go to in York County, or they can participate in any of the senior colleges in the network.
What is the other senior college in York County, Donna?
It is down at Seacoast. So okay. That is the senior college in York County.
Okay. Okay. And, well, good. Go ahead, Donna.
And in the Maine senior college network has a website that you can go to. Just Google Maine Senior College Network, And that website will have access to the course offerings and the timing, which is slightly different for all the senior colleges in Maine. So that's a way to do one-stop shopping for a senior college and for senior college classes.
And Donna, I love the fact that that's a map. You can bring up that site and it's a map and look on the state where you are and what your options are. Sorry, Jennifer.
Oh, all I wanted to ask Donna is she had mentioned that Jan, she'd said to Jan, if leadership steps forward, I mean, if Jan or someone listening is interested in stepping forward, what would they do?
I think that what they can do is to contact the coordinator, the communications coordinator of the Maine Senior College Network, whose name is Joyce Doyle. Go to the website, find her email, reach out to her, and we can circle back and try to connect with the remnants of the senior college in York County and get that moving. All of the senior colleges, except for a few, are volunteer run. Some of them have part-time or full-time staff, but the energy and the kind of primary activity of each of the senior colleges is voluntary. So all of the instructors are volunteers, the people who are on the boards and on the committees, all volunteers. It's a very meaningful and powerful way of participating and planning for the future. So I would encourage anybody who's interested in the future of learning for people over 50 to participate and have their say in how their senior college moves forward.
Jan, thanks for your call. And hopefully this conversation has been a spark for someone. We will move to Louie, and he's the chair of the UMaine Augusta Senior College. Hi, Louie.
Hello, Jennifer. Thank you for having me on, and thank you for this great episode on senior colleges. The University of Maine at Augusta Senior College will be offering 33 courses this fall. We're a little different than the other senior colleges. Our courses are free with a $25 annual membership, and we do this because we have great support from the university and a few other establishments in Augusta. And we have a list of courses that are available now on our website, which is umasc.org. Registration for our classes will be starting on September 8th. And we hope people join us and become part of our wonderful community.
All right, Louie, and we do have an email here from Jim who says he's a member of UMA Senior College. He's enjoyed the subjects offered each session, but more importantly, the social connections with other Mainers. These social connections are so important for maintaining our health. Thanks so much for calling in. We'll go to Bob calling from Falmouth. Hi, Bob. Go ahead.
Hi, Jennifer. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay, good. And hi, Donna. I run what's called the Ollie Singers at the Ollie Institute at USM. This is one of the special interest groups that Ollie has. There's groups that do all sorts of things, everything from hiking to playing mahjong. And the one that I run is a choir, a soprano, alto, tenor, bass choir, for people who have sung in church choirs or sung when they were young or never sung at all, who just want an informal place to come. We meet Friday afternoons, and we sing a bunch of songs. At the end of each semester, we have a concert.
Oh, that sounds so fun, Bob. Thanks for calling. So just like college as an undergrad, there are extracurricular activities. Sue, are there extracurricular activities at your senior college?
Absolutely. And we also, for a number of years, have had a chorale group. And they do a Christmas concert that is free to the community. And then they also sing at our annual membership meeting. And so they have the benefit of actually being able to continue to sing, but to also learn about the origins of the music and what the composer was doing at the time. We also try to offer opportunities to tie our courses with excursions. So the course was offered last year that looked at art and looked at Maine artists. And afterwards, at the end of the course, they actually took a trip up to Rockland to visit the Wyeth Museum after having learned about the Wyeth Museum and the Wyeths and everything they had to offer. So we try to really find those opportunities to create learning and socialization at the same time.
All right. And Eileen, what would you add to that?
Well, the question came to my mind of what do we do for the wider community? Our singing group would go to local retirement homes, nursing facilities, and sing there, do concerts there, presentations. But I think really the many offerings, you called them extracurriculars, things like we have a class called Conversation, Coffee, and Crafts, where people are online doing their needlework, their stained glass, their this and that, and also talking. And the thing that came out of the Views on the News question that I asked of many participants first thing this morning was the first answer was the social connections, the conversations. I think they nailed it on that. It really helps people thrive and go forward.
I like that. So maybe you can't leave the house for your knitting circle, but you can sit there and have a whole bunch of friends up on your screen and be knitting and chatting at the same time. It sounds wonderful. Bob, thank you so much for your call. And I want to thank my guests so much for being here today. So much connection between what you do at Senior College and what we do here at Maine Calling and Maine Public Radio, for sure. Donna Anderson, Executive Director of USM's Osher Lifelong Learning, otherwise known as OLLI. Sue Garan, a volunteer and board president at the Midcoast Senior College. And Eileen Kreutz, an instructor and student with the Gold Leaf Institute at UMaine Farmington. Today's sound engineer was Jane Donahue, and I'm not too happy about this, but you know, it's life. The Maine Calling team has to say thank you and goodbye to Jane, who is moving on to her next adventure. We are so grateful to have worked with such a wonderful colleague. So Jane, thank you. We weren't going to, because of the pledge drive, we weren't going to be able to talk to you offline. So we just decided to tell the whole state of Maine that you're off to a great big new adventure. And then also, I need to say that Maine Calling is produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. And also, if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, do it. Go to mainecalling.org. Every week we send out a free newsletter and we let you know what is coming up next week on Maine Calling. For Maine Public Radio, I'm Jennifer Rooks.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to Maine Calling here on Maine Public Radio. We are taking a few moments on day three of our summer fundraiser to ask you to give generously to Maine Public Broadcasting in order to support the programming like we just heard on Maine Calling. It was a wonderful, wonderfully produced show, as are all of them. If this is something that you appreciate, if you're a Maine Calling listener and you listen on a regular basis and you've always felt like it's really something that you can tune into, always learn something new about what's going on in Maine or dig deeper into a topic that perhaps you think you already know about. If you appreciate that, please give us a call at 1-800-866-1475 to pledge your support in any amount that you feel generously comfortable able to give to us. We really appreciate that and thank you for it.
Yeah, I think you pointed out the favorite thing about Maine Calling, at least for me, is that I always learn something new. it doesn't really matter the topic, whether I intend to tune in or I'm just turning on my radio, which is preset to 90.1 down in southern Maine. And this week I learned on Maine Calling that Mount Hope in Bangor is one of the first garden cemeteries in America. And that's just really interesting to me. It's always different topics. So if you are always learning things on Maine Calling, give us a call at 1-800-866-1475 because that is the number where you can make a donation. You can also visit us at mainepublic.org/donate or just head to our homepage and click on that red donate button. And Friday is the perfect day to donate to Maine Public Radio because you're headed into the weekend. Who is headed out to do, you know, hot weather activities such as swimming in lakes and oceans? Maybe you're going to brave the heat and go for a hike. Maybe you're going to go to a concert. Whatever you're going to do, ride into the weekend with a good feeling that you are supporting Maine Public Radio. So call us today at 1-800-866-1475.
And maybe you're tuned in for the breadth of coverage that we offer. We're moving into a more nationally news-focused program here with Here and Now, which offers a view of things going on all over the country. And that enables us to offer you things from the BBC, which is all internationally focused news generally, to more locally focused on Maine Calling, deep conversations on Point, now with an overview of national news on Here and Now. If that breadth of coverage is something that appeals to you, please consider donating at 1-800-866-1475 and telling us what it is you appreciate about it.
And that community support from you is part of a broader community of everyone who's making this possible. So you may be calling in to donate. You may be giving in some other way. And there are some community businesses out there that are also helping to make this fundraiser possible. So we'd love to give a shout out to Moe's Original Barbecue, who donated one of our delicious meals today on this Friday. So thank you to Moe's Barbecue. And thank you to all of the other local businesses who support us. Become part of the community that makes Maine Public Radio, Maine Public Television possible. You might be donating, you know, $20 a month. You might be donating $50 a month. There is an amount that is right for you, and that is up to you to decide. And when you do, give us a call at 1-800-866-1475 and just know that we are so grateful to you at any amount that you are able to contribute, because you are the audience that we are serving. We are here for you. That's why we do all of this. It's because of the audience of curious people like you, people who like to stay tuned into the news, people who like to learn more information. We're one of you, honestly. We're all kind of nerds up here.
That's why we're all in the business here. If you've never donated and it feels intimidating, it's not a big process. It only takes a couple of minutes. All you have to do is have your financial information, whether it's bank or credit card or something like that, ready. Call up the number or go online to mainepublic.org or dial 1-800-866-1475. And you'll speak to someone helpful. They'll walk you through it. After just deciding on the amount you'd like to give, you'll be all set. It's really easy. It's really easy to do. And just take a couple moments out of your day to make this Friday an even better way to enjoy the weekend. You'll be able to go into the weekend knowing that you are supporting Maine Public and you are continuing this legacy of giving and the ability to bring fact-based independent journalism to Maine.
And today is the day. I mean, honestly, if I've never donated, I would donate on New Friend Friday because all first-time donations are being matched. Now, I want to send a little message out to all the people who are driving up into Maine on this beautiful Friday from maybe some faraway place. Who doesn't love Maine? If you are visiting Maine, you are also very welcome, very invited to make community radio possible. You might have a home station in another state, but you come to Maine in the summer and enjoy all that that makes our state amazing. You're welcome to become a new friend today as well. So call us at 1-800-866-1475. We love to have you in our community as well, and we are grateful to you for listening.
There's no amount too small to give, and we appreciate anything that folks are able to do. Please thank you to everyone who has given before and anyone who's been able to do so. We are very appreciative of that. 1-800-866-1475.